This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. I'm your host, retired NYPD Sergeant Bill Cannon, a 27-year veteran of the NYPD. You know, there's been more and more information coming out in regards to the discovery material that has been released in regards to, of course, the Madeline Soto case. And as a result of this discovery information that has just recently been released, we are all privy to much more information than was originally disclosed. And some of this information is quite important, impacting upon the evidence, the timeline, and so many other things in regards to this case. Abnormal security video, a Google Drive, led to Stephen Stern's arrest in Madeline Soto's case, according to the documents. New release discovery documents give insight into how law enforcement officers came to arrest Stephen Stern as part of the investigation into the disappearance of 13-year-old Madeline Soto in February. The state attorney's office on Thursday released several redacted reports as well as new audio from an interview detectives conducted with Stern on February 27th, the day Orange County Sheriff's detectives began their investigation. Stearns, as we know, is charged with first-degree murder and Soto's death. While the documents released do not give insight into why Stearns was charged with Soto's death, it does show why Stearns was arrested on charges of what they found inside his phone. I'm not going to say it out loud. According to a case supplemental report, a detective interviewed Stearns at the residence he shared with Soto and Soto's mom. Corresponding audio from the interview shows Stearns was asked exactly where he dropped Soto off and where he went afterwards. Over the course of the conversation, detectives questioned some details, which appears to lead to Stearns changing his story. So quite amazing that Stearns has decided to change his story in this case. After the interview, the detective checked out video from the complex's security gate. The report says the detective saw Stern's vehicle leaving with a female wearing a green sweater in the front passenger seat. The female was slumped over to her left, which is an abnormal way for a person to be seated in a vehicle, the report said. That led detectives to secure the home so they could get a search warrant. While the search warrant was executed, detectives also executed a search warrant on Stern's phone. Stearns had told detectives that he had accidentally done a factory reset on the device, but the detectives did find images saved to a Google Drive. Once they got access to the drive, the report says they found over 1,700 photos, and we know what was those photos depicted as he was arrested. The report said that the Google Drive had files going back to at least 2019. So in 2019, Madeline Soto was 8 years old. The report also details an interview with redacted witnesses who talked to the detectives about the relationship between Stearns, Soto, and Soto's mother, where detectives showed the witness one of the pictures from the Google Drive. The witness became visibly upset. Detectives then interviewed Stearns at the sheriff's office on February 28th and asked about his relationship with Soto's mother, who is Jennifer, as well as sleeping arrangements at home. The report says Stearns told detectives that he typically shared a bed with Jennifer Soto and sometimes with Madeline, obviously, and that was redacted. As the detective segued to the images on the Google Drive, the report says Stearns agreed to have his phone searched and admitted to having a Google Drive. When detective asked Stearns about the nature of the photos he saved, Stearns requested an attorney, according to the report, and he was then arrested. So that gives us a bird's eye view as to how this arrest went down. And before all these documents came out, this discovery material, we weren't privy to any of this. We were sent sort of guessing. And as I was about to come on the air, a video that depicted the interview that Stefan Stearns was conducted by detectives with Stefan Stearns was all of a sudden became unavailable. So right up until this point, they're sort of protecting this case and some of the information that gets out there. So guys, we went over last night the 5-page discovery material, and I'll refer to that again tonight because I think it's just so important that we understand how this case developed and as it is still developing, how important it is. So guys, hold on to your hats, hold on to your seats. You're about to enter true crime from a police perspective. You're about to enter the off-the-cuff zone. You're entering the police off-the-cuff zone. There has to be some common sense.
Yes, sir. They have the car stopped in 10th and Grant's microphone.
We still don't know who pulled the trigger.
You know, as we become more privy and understanding as to what happened during this case and the timeline, it doesn't make it any easier to accept what happened and to perhaps understand the investigative process, which in this case, I think they have done and they're going to continue to do an excellent job. And as people looking from the outside in, we get a little upset that we're not privy to all the information. So it keeps us guessing. It keeps us guessing as to what is going on. And one of the big things we keep asking is, when will Jennifer Soto, the mom of Madeline Soto, why has she not been charged? And is she going to be charged? But what is taking so long for law enforcement either to charge her or perhaps to announce that she's cleared and she's not a suspect? But it would be very difficult for me and for, I think, everyone else to understand that she's not involved in this. I think it's, I think it would be a stretch to say that she knew nothing about all this horrific activity that was going on. And I'll use these words because I can't say certain words on YouTube, but we all know what I'm talking about. That she, going back to 2019, it's very hard to believe that Jennifer Soto had no idea what was going on here.
It's in the murder of a 13-year-old girl. For the first time, we are hearing from the man accused of killing her. Prosecutors say Madeline Soto was murdered by her mother's boyfriend in February. This is News 6 at 5. I'm Lisa Bell.
Yeah, glad you're with us tonight. I'm Matt Austin. We've just obtained an audio recording of police questioning that boyfriend, Stefan Stearns. News 6 investigator Mike DeForest joins us now. Mike, Stearns claims that he dropped the teen off at school, right?
Matt, Stefan Stearns gave police a very detailed description about how he and Madeline Soto left her mom's Kissimmee apartment around 7:45 in the morning, drove to a McDonald's, and then arrived at the school about an hour later. But according to this newly released report, other evidence confirming the location of Stearns' car contradicts his story.
This girl knows nothing but love here in this house. She hardly ever hears the word no. Double-edged sword, that is.
In this recorded interview, Stefan Stearns tells police about the morning he claims he drove 13-year-old Madeline Soto to school.
She was asleep in the car most of the time, just snoozing until we got there.
Stearns says he dropped the teen off about a block away from Hunters Creek Middle School.
Told her to have a good day. I loved her. She told me she loved me too. I turned around to leave, and I was watching her in my rearview mirror, and she looked like she was walking in the right direction.
Authorities now believe Stearns murdered Soto earlier that morning at the Kissimmee apartment she shared with her mother. According to this newly released report, security camera videos showed Stefan Stearns' vehicle exiting the complex with a female wearing a green sweater in the front passenger seat. The female was slumped over to her left, which is an abnormal way for a person to be seated in a vehicle.
She brings a lot of joy. She's a very good girl. It definitely doesn't feel the same around here if she's not here.
As police were looking at Stearns' cell phone, they discovered its memory had been wiped out the same day Soto vanished.
I don't know what the heck I did, but somehow during the massive OS update, I managed to factory reset my phone and lose all of my contacts, all my information.
Several days after that interview, police found Soto's body in a wooded area of St. Cloud. By then, police say they had also found several videos allegedly showing Stearns sexually molesting the girl. In one of those videos, according to this report, Stearns can be heard telling the then 8-year-old that she could not play with a phone unless she performed a sex act. Lisa?
Just, you know, horrific even to hear this stuff, but this is the information that has always, the police have always known about it. However, it was never released to us. So one of the things that they're saying in this, at least this TV report, is that the location of the murder was inside the condo, was inside the house, was inside the mother Jennifer Soto's home, where Stefan Stearns had been staying. This is the first time, well, at least a news organization, the police aren't verifying that. A news organization is saying that this happened inside the home. And there's certain amount of credence to that because in the affidavit, and I'll put it up on the screen right now, the affidavit that we went over in a lot of detail last night, myself and Professor Mike Geary, if you can see this, I'll make it as large as I can. You see affidavit for search warrant for 4012 Santa Maria Drive, number 107. That is the home of Madeline Soto that she lives at with her mom and apparently Stefan Stearns, who had been staying there or living there. And the search warrant, as soon as they found all this information on his phone, they immediately got a search warrant for that location. And don't forget, the timeline doesn't fit because he was talking about driving her at 7:30, 7:45 in the morning. And before he went to school, they wanted to stop at McDonald's to get breakfast. And they didn't do that. So he dropped her off, and he dropped her off like a block away from the school. And then she walked, turned around and walked back toward, I mean, none of that makes sense. And then later on that morning, he's seen on video surveillance throwing Madeline's backpack and her laptop into the dumpster in the condo complex. So none of this, none of what he said makes much sense. And the other thing is that once the police had him on the run, once the police saw these photos that implicated him, all of a sudden he lawyers right up. He requests counsel. He doesn't want to talk anymore. because he knows they got him. You know, they got him. And don't forget, initially he was charged of 60 counts of SA, and I'll use that euphemism for it. And he wasn't charged with the murder till several weeks later, until they had the goods on him, which they needed. MW from the chat. So horrifying. I'm sorry, but I too feel Maddie's mom knows so much more. How can she have not known something awful was happening with her daughter? This abuse was taking place for 6 or so years. Well, I think from 2019, that would give us 5 years. She was 8 years old. Yes, absolutely horrific. That, and I said earlier on that I didn't believe she was innocent. I believe she's involved. LFT Decipher, timelines and narratives don't jive at all, 100%. And that's what good investigators do. And that's why time, place of occurrence, we used to start our reports out with that, TPO, at the TPO, at the time, place of occurrence. Because if someone can't remember the time and the place something occurred, then that is a pretty good idea that they're lying, you know. Lynn Bernard, he threw her stuff away at 7:35 a.m. in the morning, so she was already dead. Lynn Bernard, you're right. And the fact that they saw him driving out of the complex with her slumped to the left, which to them was indicative of someone that was already dead, you know. And then he goes to that.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Location, and at some point dumps the body and leaves. According to the discovery material, they lifted an implant, or they made a cast of his tire print at that location, which matches his car. So everything he's saying is an absolute lie. Michael Joseph Murray, the Gmail account might be logged for laptop if it was a Chromebook. Michael Joseph Murray, I don't know all that technical stuff, but thank you for apprising us of that. Pessa, he knew the school security cameras would confirm or not confirm if he dropped off Maddie. That's why he said he dropped her off at the church. Pessa, you're so correct. And as we know, they have collected some outstanding video and even some other investigative video of it from license plate readers, seeing where his car was at a specific time. That also does not jive with the story he told. Climax01, click Orlando has the entire interview you can listen to. He keeps changing his story in it, but we were able to figure out more timeline from it. I had that video, and right before the broadcast, the video became unavailable. Fremont Pathfinder, why do you think Jennifer has not been arrested yet? Well, I think they may be considering, because this is a death penalty case, they may be considering using her as a witness, and that could be perhaps why they haven't arrested her. I find it hard to believe that she didn't know about this. And as someone said in the chat before, and I mentioned it very early in this investigation, she could be arrested for omission. Omission is a failure to act when you have a legal obligation to act. And I think at the very least, she could be arrested for omission. EMT 623, she knew she threw her daughter under the bus for him. That would be horrific if that's true. Trish Norman, 5 years of abuse and Jennifer never noticed her daughter's laundry. Come on. Yeah, you're preaching to the choir, as they say. Lynn Bernard. So as Maddie was unalived in that house, then Jen was there, so she has to know. Lynn Bernard, good point. Very good point. Poppy Pop, wonder how long it will take to go to trial. Will it be years or are Florida fast? Well, the first charges, the 60 charges on his phone, they have that scheduled to go on trial in July. Whether that will happen or not, the murder, that could take years because it is a death penalty case. So, yes, it could take years. Lieutenant Pete Apranzo, good evening, Bill, and Police Off the Cuff chat friends. Lieutenant Pete, always a pleasure to have you in the chat. Schmitty, Sergeant Bill, the feigned flat tire. So not real. I agree with you. It's absolutely not real. This guy's a piece of work. Mel, Melissa Still. So there's no way that her mother, Jennifer Soto, could have seen her in the morning when she was getting dressed for school. No. According to the timeline, there is no way. LFT Decipher. I think there's a video of Stefan Stearns with or without Madeline Stearns arriving home from birthday party. A video of him leaving apartment, Madeline Stearns Monday. Yeah, it's all confusing because they haven't put this all together totally. Marsha G. Buck Backham, I'm so hoping that there's a good investigator check into Sebastian. I'm beginning to wonder, I don't want to talk about another case. We're talking about this case. All right, I want to play another little piece of news feed here. This is all sort of breaking stuff. We did an in-depth dive yesterday into the discovery material. Let's put this up on the screen.
Audio and documents in the case against accused child rapist and killer Stefan Stearns.
He was arrested in the days following the disappearance of his girlfriend's daughter, Madeline Soto.
West 2 News investigative reporter Greg Fox joins us now. Going through that evidence, Greg, Stearns appears fairly calm throughout this recording.
And there may be two explanations for that. Number one, at the moment, he may be thinking detectives have no real evidence against him. Number two, he says several times in the interview that he's taking a lot of medication to control anxiety. What he didn't know then is that detectives had already been focusing on him as the prime suspect.
And she wanted to be dropped off a little down the ways from the school.
You're listening to Stefan Stearns' voice as he was being interviewed by detectives on February 27th, one day after 13-year-old Madeline Soto disappeared. Stearns, the boyfriend of Maddie's mother, was supposed to drop her off at Hunters Creek Middle School, but said she wanted to be dropped off a couple of blocks away.
She's got this phase that she's been into lately where she's very particular about what car she's seen getting out of in front of the school.
But Maddie never arrived at school. Video evidence would later, allegedly, show Stearns discarding items that included Maddie's backpack and laptop computer in a dumpster at the family's Kissimmee apartment complex. During the recorded interview, Stearns expressed sadness at Maddie's disappearance.
At that point, my brain was mush and I was on so many tranquilizers to keep me stable.
And he gave this explanation about why most of the information on his phone was deleted.
I don't know what the heck I did, but somehow during the massive OS update, I managed to factory reset my phone and lose all of my contacts, all my information.
Investigators would later retrieve images from the phone that prompted the initial charges against Stearns of sexual battery on a child under 12. Documents obtained from the state attorney's office reveal that Stefan Stearns had an on-again, off-again, 7-year relationship with Madeline Soto's mother. Those documents also indicate the pornographic images allegedly found on Stearns' cell phone date back at least 2 years and depict vile acts of sexual abuse. In March, detectives provided sworn statements of their discussions with Jennifer Soto and Stefan Stearns. Jennifer Soto stated, while they were together, they, Jennifer, Stephen, and Madeline, would either all sleep in the same bed or Madeline would sleep with her when Stefan was not there. When asked if it was normal that Stefan and Madeline would sleep together without her being there, and she said yes. In another statement, Stefan stated, Madeline always needed human contact when going to sleep. Stefan referred to it as snuggling.
But the conversations with Stearns came to an abrupt end when detectives revealed that they had recovered incriminating images on his cell phone that involved him allegedly sexually abusing Madeline Soto. Stearns is set for trial in July or August, but the state attorney's office today told me that they believe those dates will be pushed back to later this year or even next year. Stuart?
So just incredible. I mean, we never heard really this. We knew all of this bad stuff had occurred, but we never really had it confirmed. And those 60 charges that he was held on initially, those are enough to put him in prison for the rest of his life, which he absolutely deserves to be. But the murder, a first-degree murder, can get him the death penalty. And I think that anyone that's been following this case believes that this guy absolutely 100% deserves the death penalty. Jordan Davies, Bill, do you believe Maddie was murdered in a home, or do you think it happened outside the home? If the murder happened in the home, then Jennifer had to know or hear something. Jordan Davies, I think that the home was probably the location that Madeline was murdered. And because he had to somehow get her out of the house into his car without anyone else seeing. And, you know, another location of the potentially of the murder could be the vehicle, could be inside the vehicle. Something that I found interesting yesterday when we went over the discovery document was the fact that there was a firearm recovered. And that led me to believe that was there and is there a potential that the cause of Madeline's death was a gunshot. Could that have been the case? And the more we think of this and how this little child, 13 years old, suffered, and she wasn't protected by anyone. She wasn't protected by her mother. She wasn't protected by her teachers, and I'm not blaming them, but no one saw any signs that this little girl was being abused at home. No one saw signs of it. And so she suffered at the hands of this savage right here, Stefan Stearns, for at least 5 years. And Jennifer Soto, with that depraved look on her face, had no idea. And how many of you mothers out there would allow a boyfriend to sleep with your young daughter? I'm not sleep in the same bed. I mean, I think that would be okay for a biological dad to do, but a boyfriend? Aren't you inviting this to happen when you allow something like that? Please, mothers in the chat, let me know. Let me know if my thoughts are old-fashioned, or do you think that's Joyce Ann?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
So evil. Yep, never. Bless it, never. Trish, no one saw any signs for 5 years. Unbelievable. Suhaila A, children are so resilient, they say, but still that smile, smiling through all the trauma. That's what gets me. So most of you mothers out there are saying absolutely not, never, never, never. Simi Sharp, not in a million years. I think that you're inviting a problem like this when you allow something like that to happen. Should a boyfriend, and I can't, you know, look, you can't, I'm sure 99%, 90% of all boyfriends are fine with your children, but you have to have parameters. You have to have guidelines. Marcelina Cellini, no, no, no. Yeah. Tigress, hell to the no. Yes. Crime in a bottle, no way. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you guys. Rogerio Brito, the mother never convinced me. For some reason, I couldn't give her the benefit of the doubt. Christine Molina, boundaries, 100%. You have to have boundaries. LFT, decipher, absolutely not. So you guys, Miss Justice 1111, not my son, let alone my daughter. Yeah, I think it's a little loose and it's inviting a potential problem. Sandy in the beach, nope, not even the biological father. Joyce Ann, she's a fake. Yeah, guys, Sharon Reynolds, why would a mother allow that's what's wrong and shows red flags? I agree with you. I think Jennifer Soto was missing a few marbles here if that she felt that this was okay, you know? Folks, this is a police off the cuff, real crime stories. If you like real crime, true crime from a police perspective, then you're in the right place. If you're not subscribed to us, go on our YouTube, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, ring that bell, hit the like button, share us with your friends and your family. If you want to contribute to us, we have a Patreon with four different levels. And we also have a YouTube channel membership with count 'em, five different levels, and you can support us through becoming a member on our YouTube channel and become a off the cuffer, we call them, a police off the cuffer, and you can join the police off the cuff family. I want to play a little bit more of this about the interviews of Stephon Stearns by the police. Okay, we get this on the screen.
Audio and documents in the case against accused child rapist and killer Stephon Stearns. He was arrested in the days following the disappearance of his girlfriend's daughter, Madeline Soto.
Western News investigative reporter Greg Fox is going through the evidence. Greg, Stearns appears fairly calm throughout this recording.
And there may be two explanations for that. Number one, at the moment, he may be thinking detectives have no real evidence against him. Or number two, he says several times in the interview that he's been taking a lot of medication to control anxiety. What he didn't know then is that detectives had already been zeroing in on him as the prime suspect.
And she wanted to be dropped off a little down the ways from the school.
You're listening to Stephon Stearns' voice as he was being interviewed by detectives on February 27th, one day after 13-year-old Madeline Soto disappeared. Stearns, the boyfriend of Maddie's mother, was supposed to drop her off at Hunters Creek Middle School, but said she wanted to be dropped off a couple of blocks away.
She's got this phase that she's been into lately where she's very particular about what car she's seen getting out of.
How absolutely ridiculous is that? She's going through a phase where she's very particular about what car she's getting out of. What that was all about was he was trying to avoid the video from in front of the school that would surely catch him on the camera. That's what that was all about. And the fact that at this point she was not alive. So, you know, he made up this quick story, but absolutely did not pass muster.
In front of the school, she said she was going to go wait for her friends. She was going to find them and hang out and wait for her friends.
But Maddie never arrived at school. Video evidence would later allegedly show Stearns discarding items that included Maddie's backpack and laptop computer in a dumpster at the family's Kissimmee apartment complex. And detectives later obtained security camera images that appear to show Maddie was already dead inside the car. During the recorded interview, Stearns expressed sadness at Maddie's disappearance.
At that point, my brain was mush and I was on so many tranquilizers to keep me stable. I was just
Do you usually take that? Or?
Yeah, I have a prescription. I haven't needed it in a long time, though. But
what's that for?
Anxiety.
But in the same interview, he said neither he nor Maddie's mother were out searching the night she disappeared. And he gave this explanation about why most of the information on his phone was deleted.
I don't know what the heck I did, but somehow during the massive OS update, I managed to factory reset my phone and lose all of my contacts, all my information.
Investigators would later retrieve images from the phone that prompted the initial charges against Stearns of sexual battery on a child under 12. Strangely, he had this concluding comment to detectives.
I don't know where my head was yesterday. It was so far up my backside.
Well, that's the interview. Up next, the new documents obtained by West 2 News. In one of them, Madeline Soto's mother explains the unusual sleeping arrangements in the home. And that's all new coming up at 5. Dan.
So according to Jennifer Soto, she felt it was okay for all three of them to sleep in the same bed, to sleep together, or that if she could sleep alone with Stefan Stearns. And when I polled most of you guys, you said that was absolutely not okay for any of you that have daughters or sons, for that matter, for them to sleep in the same bed with a boyfriend. And I think I would find that a bit, I don't think I would like that either. I don't think I would allow that, you know? And especially when Jennifer Soto wasn't around a great deal of the time. She's putting her trust in a boyfriend. I don't think that's okay. Sharon Reynolds, guilty people always delete or do a factory reset. Not knowing now with new technology that deleted files can get back. Well, these investigators clearly were up to date in their computer and cell phone technological skills, because they knew what to do and they recovered the evidence that put him in jail while they were investigating the murder. RM Sundown, there was no way would I allow for them to be in a room alone, much less sleep in the same bed. I think most parents feel that way. Simi Sharp, nope, not okay. Aunt BB2, just disgusting. Jordan Davies, Sergeant Bill, do you think Jennifer will get arrested at some point? If so, why would it have taken this long to press charges? Jordan, the only thing I think that she will be, but the only thing I could think of is as to why they would hold off is because they may want to use her as a witness, and they may have already cut a deal with her. I would find it very hard to believe that at this point she doesn't have an attorney, which would mean that they can no longer interview her. But with this attorney, they may have cut a deal with the attorney that Jennifer Soto testifies against Stefan Stearns. That's the only thing I can think of as to why she hasn't been arrested. That's the only thing. I can't think of anything else. If anyone else can think of a better reason. Rogerio Brito, it's not okay. That's an absurd. Yeah, I think it is absurd. Talks to Angels. What would be need for a man to sleep in the bed with a young girl her age? There's no need for it outside of him being a predator. Good grief. Did you hear what Stern said? He said that Madeline needed human contact before she could fall asleep. Are you kidding me, dude? Where did you get that from? You know, Mel Stiller, Jennifer Soto is at the very least guilty of facilitating inappropriate contact between her lover and her young daughter. Mel, totally agree with you 100%. Miss Justice 111, if she's in a rehab, they might not be able to touch her. Crime in a bottle. Seems like Jen used Maddie as a proxy to keep Stefan Stearns around. That's not the first time I've heard that, crime in a bottle. I'm the mom. That's why. So Jen didn't see Maddie at 9:08, and didn't Jen call SS for transportation? The whole story is a lie from so many different directions. Cleemac 01, he said he got there from his parents around 8:30 Sunday, and him and Maddie were at the house waiting for her mother to get home from work. He also said that Jennifer Soto was home that morning but then left. So that's obviously that's the story he's trying to put. But if she was home, then at some point in that home, we believe, and apparently the police reported that to the discovery documents, that she was killed in the home because they obtained a search warrant for the home in order to consider that the home being, of course, a crime scene. So these are some of the things that that we have to really look into, because we don't have it dug in that deeply as the Freedom of Information Law will get us some of these documents.
To follow breaking news in Osceola County, the body of 13-year-old Maddie Soto has been found. The Orange County Sheriff's Office just confirmed that news.
Sky Fox is flying over a wooded area.
This was obviously back on, I believe it was March 1st, when they discovered her body. And Stephon Stearns had already been arrested, I think, the second or third day after Madeline was reported missing. He had been arrested after the police had discovered all those images on his phone. So this is back around March 1st.
Area along Old Hickory Tree Road. We're told Maddie Soto's body was found near there in a remote area. Fox 35's Stephanie Buffamonte joins us live. And Stephanie, what can you tell us about this heartbreaking development?
Yeah, truly heartbreaking. We are learning that Madeline Soto's body was found right near where I am standing on Hickory Tree Road. And they found her body around 4:30 this afternoon, according to the sheriff's office, in a very wooded area. And a source tells Fox 35 that it takes a couple of miles to get to where her body was found by foot. I want to just show you what it looks like over here right now. You can see we're blocked off at this intersection. A sheriff's office deputy blocking off the area where they say that they found Madeline Soto's body. And now this is Sky Fox video of teams out here searching this area. And this, of course, comes after the Orange County Sheriff John Mina said that he was confident that Maddie was dead and that they were working to find her body. That was the latest we had heard from earlier this afternoon. And now we are getting this heartbreaking update that her body was found. I want to show you a picture of this car. This is Stephon Stearns' car, who is Maddie's mom's boyfriend. He was a suspect in her homicide case. He was last seen driving a silver Lincoln in this area of Old Hickory Tree Road and Nolte Road. And now, of course, we are learning that her body was found in a wooded area. We are, of course, are going to try to find out any more information about this case, and we will bring it to you live. For now, reporting live, Stephanie Buffamonte, Fox 35 News.
So again, that was from March 1st when they first discovered Madeline's body and all of the details and all of the information they had gotten from Stephon Stearns didn't fit the investigation. And that's why they're still digging to this day. Lizzie Herzberger, I should state this from my personal life experiences, from having a strong instinct or God wink or whatever you want to call it from experience. Rachel Fay, I just can't believe someone could be that naive as to let their boyfriend sleep in the same bed with their young child. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me at all either. I think it's pretty horrific. Sarah Maddie, it's really pissing me off that deals are made. Harsher sentences to set a new precedent maybe would help this insanity stop. You know, Sarah, I know how you feel, and the most important cog in this wheel, the most important person that never walks on the face of this earth again, is Stephon Stearns. So whatever the prosecutors need to do to make sure that never happens, I'm okay with. If that means cutting some kind of a deal with Jennifer Soto, then I would have to say, I'll go with that. Because we don't want to ever see anyone like Stefan Stearns walking on the face of this earth again. And some of the things I think that we have to understand also, in Stefan Stearns's phone, how many other people do you think that were doing the same thing he was doing have been caught based on the evidence inside his phone? So we can all take solace in that, that some other potential children won't be victimized because the police did an outstanding job of investigation and follow-up based on this monster, Stefan Stearns, and based on what they've recovered from his phone, no doubt has implicated others and perhaps put the spotlight on others. And that's so important also. That is so, so important. On the screen, you see the WFTV exclusive. We all remember the interview of Stefan Stearns and Jennifer Soto. And even on that day we watched that interview, it seemed so unbelievable. It didn't seem that either one of them had the proper body language connected to what had just occurred. Or, well, they didn't know at that point that Madeline was dead, or, well, Stefan Stearns obviously knew, but I'm not 100% sure that Jennifer Soto knew. Maybe she did know. That's scary to think that she potentially also knew what was going on. And that is just, that is horrific, you know? And now we have the state of Florida versus Stefan Stearns for the murder of Madeline Soto. And that's something that we'll be following for a while, because this guy is never, ever getting out of prison. And I think many of you would prefer that he gets the death penalty. And I'm okay with it. I'm 100% okay with it. I think that you have to be a proponent of the death penalty. Many people are against it for whatever reasons, could be religious reasons, could be whatever their own reasons are, not to be pro-death penalty. Sherry Murray, I wonder if he suffocated her after SA. So disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. Tiffany Byers, if it's a death penalty case, they absolutely want her as a witness. Tiffany, that's exactly right. And that's why I think they may be holding off on potentially charging Jennifer Soto, because this is a death penalty case. They may have enough to arrest her, but she's more valuable as a witness than to prosecute. JK Gaming for the night. JE, great show. I'm still sick for Maddie. She had every right to live. 100%. Sarah Maddie, nope, they don't need her. So what? WTF, give her a deal. Shaking my damn head. Poppy Pop, I don't think the mom is the killer. She might be in it, but he would never cover for her or anyone else but himself. I don't think the mom's the killer either, but, you know, there's something called acting in concert. And if she facilitated this to happen by doing nothing or by omission, where you have a legal obligation to act and she didn't act to save her daughter. Then I believe she should be charged. There's no doubt she should. Debbie Carroll, good evening, Bill. Good evening, Debbie. So good to see all you guys, all you new guys in the chat. Thank you for joining me. I didn't plan on coming on tonight. I saw some of this breaking news, and I said, you know, let me report this immediately. Rose San, I think even Manny's grandma knew something when she was being interviewed. No grandmother would be so calm and collected knowing her grandkid is out there missing. Yeah, I think you're 100% correct. I want to play, this is another news report about Madeline Soto, the timeline of her disappearance, and of course, ultimately what became was her death.
closely. And tonight, the investigation into the death of a 13-year-old Central Florida girl continues.
Madeline Soto's body was found just over a week ago after a days-long multi-county search effort. And while no one has been charged in her death yet, the prime suspect in the case, according to investigators, is a man who was supposed to be there to protect her, her mother's boyfriend, Stephen Stearns. It is a story that has impacted people across Central Florida and the country. And tonight, our Rafael Pierce breaks down where the investigation is at right now and how things unfolded.
About 2 weeks ago, Madeline Soto was supposed to be getting dropped off right here at Hunters Creek Middle School. We're told she never made it. Instead, the story took a disturbing turn, and now investigators are still trying to figure out how she was killed.
From a missing teen case to a murder investigation, the story of Madeline Soto has impacted people across the country and left many in Central Florida mourning the tragic loss. It all started Monday, February 26, when Madeline's mother, Jennifer Soto, reported to police that her daughter had gone missing.
In my heart, I feel like somebody took her.
The next day, Jennifer told our crew her boyfriend, Stephen Stearns, dropped her daughter off at a church near Hunters Creek Middle School where Maddie attended. He told investigators she wanted to walk the rest of the way, but never made it.
I dropped her off. Everything looked fine when I drove away. It's the last time we saw her.
From there, a large search effort got underway.
We have well over 100 deputies, detectives, intelligence analysts, and specialized personnel who are investigating this case and searching for Madeline right now.
Several other agencies joined in, and then on Wednesday, a bombshell arrest. Late at night, the Orange County Sheriff announced the arrest of the mother's boyfriend for sexual battery and possession of child sexual abuse material and named him the prime suspect in the case. Then the sheriff said he believes Stearns never dropped off Madeline in the first place and told us he was captured on camera throwing her backpack and school laptop into a dumpster Monday morning. Deputies say Maddie's body was seen in Stearns' car before he drove away.
We believe she was already dead at the time and that Stephen Stearns moved her body in the early morning hours on that day.
2 days later, a major but tragic discovery. Maddie's body was found in a rural area in St. Cloud, several miles away from the family's home in Kissimmee. Since then, her community has been mourning the loss.
It was like a hole is missing because everybody at school, even, they're like sad.
Investigators now also looking at the discrepancies in the mother's statements after learning there were inconsistencies about the last time she says she saw Maddie. And Kissimmee police say investigators are continuing to dig through evidence against Stearns.
As more evidence comes up, there may be more charges in the future.
So as of right now, no one has been charged in Madeline's death. But again, the prime suspect is Stephen Stearns, the mom's boyfriend. That's according to investigators. We did reach out to Kissimmee police over the weekend. They told us there is no update as of right now. But sources tell us we could have new information as early as this week. For now, reporting in Hunters Creek.
Obviously, guys, this was back when Stephen Stearns was arrested for what was inside his phone, and he wasn't charged yet with the murder, and that was to come. That absolutely the murder was going to happen, and he was charged with that. A lot of questions that everyone has in the chat. Some of the questions are, Will this case be televised? I have no idea. And the other thing is, will everyone find out all the facts about this case going forward? Will they release it? If this case goes to trial, if he doesn't plead guilty, and that's where the negotiation comes in. Whereas if you have a death penalty charge hanging over someone's head and you say, well, we won't go for the death penalty if you plead guilty, we'll go for life without the possibility of parole. Take it. It's on the table right now. You either take it or we're going all in for the death penalty. So that's what we could possibly be looking at. So I can't tell everyone in the chat, will you ever find out the answer to every single question you have here? I obviously can't answer that because we don't know A, if this case is going to go to trial, or B, will he be given an opportunity to plead guilty and to take a sentence of life without parole? And then what happens with Jennifer Soto, who again has not been charged? What will happen if Stephon Stearns pleads guilty? Will she also be charged? She hasn't been charged yet, though, right? I'm the mom. That's why in the chat, law enforcement doesn't need a deal for Stephon Stearns nor KS or you mean Jennifer Soto. Well, look, it's even though it seems like they have truckloads of evidence here. A prosecutor doesn't always want to take a case in front of a jury because you never know what a jury's going to do. Sharon Reynolds, I think plea deals are wrong. It should be the death penalty. Only did Maddie have a choice. No, she didn't. You're right. She didn't have a choice, and her life was taken from her at the tender age of 13 years old. So, Hala A., Poppy, I think that should be one of the requirements. Tell us how she passed to get death penalty off the table. Well, there's something called an allocution, and if you plead guilty, you have to admit to every single facet of the charges, and including on how you did it. So, yes, we would find out in that circumstance what actually happened. But look, I can't be a mind reader and predict this. Fuzzy Doxy, I used to love to say that to my kid. I'm the mom, and that's why they hated it. Yeah. Schmitty, which trial do you speak of, Sergeant Bill? The pre-hearing on July 10th, the murder trial on July 16th, or the child sex abuse? Well, I think that the trial for the 60 charges that were in his phone, that will come first. And when he gets, you know, he will get convicted of that. That'll put him in prison for the rest of his life. Then after that would come the murder trial, if he chooses to go to trial on that case. He may choose again to plead guilty. And if he chooses to plead guilty, he'll get life without parole. So that's what we're looking at. So, you know, guys, to recap a lot of the things that we saw tonight, there's new information, of course, which a new timeline. But we sort of knew a lot of this information already, that the timeline made no sense because he was saying he did certain things at certain times. And then at those times, the timestamp was such that he was seen dumping her property in a dumpster. He was seen dumping her backpack and a laptop in a dumpster right on the property. So the timeline that they initially had made absolutely no sense. But what cleared a lot of this stuff up, or why we know about a lot of this stuff now, is because of the discovery, the 5-page discovery that was put out. And that's the thing that opened our eyes, all of us, or allowed us to see the evidence that the police had, which is, you see that on the screen. And you see some of these things like the application for mobile tracking device. That surely came into play to follow Stephon Stearns' vehicle right potentially to the crime scene, right to where he dumped Madeline Soto's body, right to where they took a mold of his tire out of the dirt where his tire of his car made the imprint, and they matched it to his car. Search warrant of 4012 Santa Maria Drive. That, we think, is one of the crime scenes. That's where we think potentially that Madeline Soto was murdered. So all of these things that you see now in this in this rather voluminous five-page, but there's so much on all these pages of the discovery. How about when you see page 201? And this last night I spoke about it. Firearms trace summary. Whoa. Where did the gun come from? How did that come into play? This is the first time we ever heard of this. And we would never have heard of this ever unless this discovery document came out. Was the gun used? Was the cause of death a gunshot wound? We still don't know. And if you go further on down in this report, there's an ME's report. That's the medical examiner's report. That's the autopsy report. But even the attorneys for Stephon Stearns can get this in writing. They need to go into the office to view these documents. I guess the high level of security of them, they don't want them leaked. But they will absolutely know the cause of death. And you see on these on this page all of the discovery material which now the defense has. All the search warrants, all the electronic search warrants, the Google search warrants, the cell phone search warrants, the crime scene where the body was dumped search warrants. So all of these things that we did not have till just very recently has opened up everyone's eyes to what has occurred in this case. So folks, that's basically, I wanted to update everyone tonight. We went over the discovery document in great depth last night with Professor Mike Geary. And I wanted to, when I saw this, I went out to dinner tonight. I came home and I saw all this new information. I said, should I wait till tomorrow morning? And I said, no, you know something? I think I'm going to go on tonight and present this to my compadres, my friends, my fans, the police off the cuff family here. And we'll be covering this case in great depth as it goes forward. And the more we learn about this case, it's a disgusting case, you know? It really is. Adriana Kessler, I do not know the laws in Florida, but I was figuring they may have a double homicide. If that was the case, no guarantee, but he didn't have two counts. No, he didn't, and I know what you're talking about. People are insisting that Madeline Soto potentially was pregnant, and but there was no double homicide. Suhaila A., although they'll know what he's in for, all they watch in the news is lockup. Yeah, are you talking about his prison compadres? People like him in prison don't do well, that's for sure. So folks, I want to thank all you guys for tuning in tonight. As I said, we're going to keep following this case, and as we get new information, I'll certainly bring it to you. I'm Bill Cannon from Police Off the Cuff Real Crime Stories. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great night, everyone, and God bless. One episode, just ain't enough.